Made of trustworthy ideas.
Passionately connected
to everyone.
Let's talk.
Let's talk on Nigeria Info 95.1 Abuja.
So right, when you listen to Sia, the way she does it, the way she sings it, the way she interprets her music, powerful enough, unstoppable today. Every other day should make you unstoppable. This song can really be a theme song to go by every single day, no matter how complex your day is going. If you're just hanging there, just there, just long enough, you'll soon realize that many good things can happen if you truly follow through. Welcome back to the show. This is Morning Crossfire right here on Nigeria Info.
A great talk show unravels your thinking, makes you stop to listen, engages you in a debate of opinions.
I believe this man knows what he is doing. He is a Nigerian.
And ultimately brings you to the king of talk radio, Femi D. Live.
This is Morning Crossfire.
From your number one talk news at 4
Shots Fired with Femi D Live.
We've lost over 1 million citizens since 1966, says Buhari. That's one of the headlines that's getting attention. PDP crisis, party leadership, weaker in standoff, according to source. 1 million compatriots died to keep Nigeria together, says Buhari. That's another headline there. Police officers' death, investigations ongoing, says ex-GOC. Protest in Abia over continued detention of doctor 9 weeks after his abduction. You also would find no shortage of passport booklets, says Aregbesola. That's also in the news for today. Obidem movement, a new Nigeria possible. Utami assures EFCC arrests 29 suspects for alleged internet fraud in Ibadan. Masterminds of our church attack captured, says CDS. And also of interest today would also be this set of stories. Minister, Commission, Flex Muzzle over accusation of ExxonMobil share by Seplat. All right. Ex-Governor Dariye Nyame leave prison. We are just trying to be a nation, says IBB. Internet crisis forces PDP to postpone NEC meeting. WAEC withholds results of 365,564 candidates over alleged malpractice. Yeah, over alleged malpractice. That headline is there. INEC exonerates staff over PVCs dumped in streets. You also find how military, DSS, others arrested over church attackers. Court sentences pastor, bricklayer to death for killing minor. NSCDC nabs man for swindling POS operators in Ekiti State. Alright, well, these are the latest stories for today. Let's check in with you and what you think. I'm listening to you on 080-999-30137. That's the WhatsApp line, okay? Just go on and call in on the WhatsApp line. Let's take your calls. And also there's Nigeria will remain one, says Buhari. There's also the headline about finally INEC rejects Lawan and Akpabio, says Duo ineligible to contest senatorial election, is also in the news. Let's get back to the lines and take your calls this very morning as we continue to wade through some of these headlines and what they do bring along in this day and age. Okay. Meanwhile, I also do see your messages. Lady writing, it says, Nigeria, we hail thee. Steal 500 naira or goat, get 15 to 20 years jail time. But rob 100 naira to 1,000 naira with a toy gun and get the news or death sentence. But steal billions of naira, get national awards, get elected into highest office of the land. That's according to Lady there, speaking up on that one. I'm glad you joined the show. Good morning to you.
Dr. Femi, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. Are you, sir?
Yes, I'm fine. Abubakar calling for Soldier.
All right. Welcome, Abubakar.
Obedient movement is a new Nigeria hope. Credited by Otomi. Those are the things Nigeria want to hear now. Lord, that we are hearing those who are having crisis. What are they having to offer Nigeria? What are they having inclined to offer Nigeria? That is why we not pray for anyone to be seeing crisis. But if you don't have any plan for this nation, for what you are experiencing now, God will not allow you to come into leadership. That is why obedience movement is around the state of the federation.
All right.
The movement is everywhere.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you so much. Okay, let's not turn into a campaign. Minister clashes. Buhari suspends $418 million Paris Club refund plan. That's also in the news. Christ Embassy suspends pastor days after Maji Tinubu's youth ambassador. Jared Javidian, not internet to mock Tinubu. Pirates confraternity. Do share their viewpoints on that as well. It's all in the news for today. Okay, keeping up with other stories. The elder Bosu from Yaya says, Wike's romance with Tinubu's men. Wike's strong head will rubbish people's love for him. Do we say he has grown beyond elders' advice? If not, I expect someone like Peter Obi to talk reality into his head now. Otherwise, he will be the one to regret his actions. There's also the story, resolve issues with ASUU now. Vice Chancellors beg federal government as well. Presidency, AUR PLC fracas puts $1.28 billion Seplat ExxonMobil deal in limbo. Okay, there's talks about that as well. Shall we continue to kill ourselves in order to keep the evil man in our jail? Why not dialogue with them and find out what they want? Chikelu writes 13 as his own advice this very morning as well. Emmanuel from Maraba says ASUU has refused to call off the strike because they know quite well that at the end of the day their salaries will be packaged together for them for no jobs done. Meanwhile, they are doing their business while strike lasts. I plead with ASUU to show the same level of determination to research and innovation when the strike is eventually called off. And on the part of the government, those involved in this matter should be ashamed of themselves. This is another ploy to deny the children of poor university education. Emmanuel Famaba had that written in. Okay, you can find me in PDP. El-Rufai responds, who are they deceiving? El-Rufai was a former PDP chieftain. The present APC chairman was recently in PDP. Even Peter Obi left PDP to Labour Party. I don't believe their words. Dipson from Guagualape. Okay, I'm not too sure I know where that is. Paul Arge says, APC haunted by Buhari's poor performance. APC has continued to lie to Nigerians about the woeful economic and security performance. Virtue from Master Drive says, DHQ, we've arrested our church attackers, won their names, pictures and sponsors in the media, then their immediate prosecution. Anything to the contrary would be resisted by all. The innocent worshippers whose lives were cut short, mostly in their prime, must not go in vain. We demand justice before a fortnight. Virtue from Master Drives from Master Drive did write that in. All right, I do hope nothing is wrong with the WhatsApp line, even though I know the main lines are not working. But I hope the WhatsApp line is there for you, sir. For those who want to call in, okay, there's not even room to call in anymore. I need to go on the break, but I'll just read off some messages. St. Jude in Guagualada says, good morning, Femi D. Our attackers, my worry is that it wasn't Fulani headsmen, but they are from Kogi. Please, Governor Yayabele must do something fast. If you know that you understand. St. Jude from Guagualada. All right, I'm going to play next after the commercials what the CDS said about this situation. After the commercials, I'll play what he said so that you have a clear understanding of what he talked about and who he profiled them to be. This and more coming up next after the break, right here on Nigeria Info. Stupid
us. This is Nigeria Info. Info.
95.1 Nigeria Info, your Let's Talk station. Let's talk.
And we're back to the Morning Crossfire on your number one news, talk, and sports station, Nigeria Info.
All right, welcome back to the show. The Chief of Defense Staff, General Lokhi Rabos, is speaking about the war massacre. He's also been talking about the national security challenges we have in the country and the response the military is preparing right now and is already implementing right now. I'd like you to listen. I'm going to try to play this extensively because it may belong to your ears, but it's really a worthy listen, something you really need to understand about what the response is. We've been talking about insecurity for some time now, but in this piece of response, it really goes all out. He was not just by himself. He was there with other security operatives, Air Force, NAF, in the room just to explain the situation and what led to that. So I'm just going to allow you to listen to a good part of that information. Take a listen to the briefing provided by CDS Rabo on quite a number of subjects, including the Owo massacre.
This is Morning Crossfire.
Men and women of the fourth estate of the realm, against of your distinguished positions and appointments, you truly are gatekeepers and those who are in the best position to set agenda for every discourse, and for us and the armed forces, more importantly, discourses that center on national security. So this is the meeting point for us to have this panel. Understanding that you are here not to help the military, but rather to join the military to solve our common problems, which are problems that are centered around our collective security. So it's incumbent on you and I, along with members of the armed forces, to reason together and we hope that the outcome of our engagements will yield tangible outcomes that will enable you and I to live, and of course all Nigerians, to live a worthy life, meeting our aspirations as individuals, and of course for our children and those that are yet to be born. So it's from that context, from that perspective, that I'd like us to please open up our minds, make inputs and suggestions that will make us to collectively solve problems of national security nature that the armed forces currently have found itself to be at the forefront in driving the process. Let me also say that it will be appropriate for us to understand that even though as men and women, as citizens, we are political animals, there has to be a distinction placed between the military operations and partisan political operations. I use that advisedly in the light of the fact that currently it's not inappropriate to begin to see the narrative that espoused within the political arena, especially the partisan political arena, as an operation in itself. So it's for that context that I'd like us to have a clear distinction, to know that for us as members of the armed forces, we must be isolated from those narratives that tend to present partisan political activities as operations in themselves. Let me equally use the opportunity to apprise us, even as we go into the public proper, that yes, there are a good number of activities, a good number of actions, like of the armed forces and the police and other security agencies that have been taking place since our last meeting, which of course may not have been covered in a weekly brief to the nation. These activities, of course, in the course of our conversation, we'll have to mention them. Let me equally bring to notice that within the same period, there have been ignoble actions or even like activities of men of the underworld who have had to carry out ignoble actions that have impinged on our collective well-being, namely the unfortunate train attack, and of course the attack on the Kuje Correctional Center, as well as what also have been reported in the past, which is the attack on the presidential convoy, the advanced party, when they were going to Daura to prepare the grounds for Mr. President's arrival. Now these are among several others, of course not forgetting the Owo incident, the church incident both of Owo first and Owo II, the incidents that have tended to shape narratives and bring men and women of the Air Forces and the security agencies to present them in a form and shape that make it to look as if the nation not only is on a stage, but the nation has become so much on a stress that everyone is beginning to think the other way around. Why I'm bringing this to let you know that yes, this very unfortunate incident have occurred, but those who have been placed to deal with these issues on the front line have actually undertaken, and I like to very heartwarmingly present to you that we've done quite a lot, and it's my pleasure to also let you know that starting with the our church attack, we have arrested those behind that dastardly acts. It was my intention to present them to the public, but of course because of certain investigations were still carried out, I had to the last count changed my mind, and otherwise I would have brought them here for you to see them. And I'd like to say that in due course you will see them. Not just those ones, but of course those who have had a half of very daring attacks, those who have endowed turned themselves to men of evil to put our nation under the kind of desperation that we've had in the past few months. And for the purpose of this interaction, I'd like to read out their names. As I read out their names, let me say that it's not just only the armed forces that were involved, DSS, the police, and of course other intelligence agencies were part and parcel of the Air Force to apprehend these criminals that have put us and gave the nation on the toast. On the 7th of August, Idris Ojo, who is 32 years old, was apprehended at Ayetoro Street in Ondo State. He is one of the high profile Islamic State in West African province terrorists that escaped from Kuje prison. Alongside with him is Jimo Ibrahim, who is a 39 years old criminal, who was also arrested. Idris Ojo wasn't done with all the criminal activities he's undertook in the past. He was also planning other deadly attacks and perfecting those plans along with his cronies before his arrest. On the 1st of August 2022, again, the military, a combined operation with the DSS, arrested four terrorists at Eika, located in the government area of Kogi State. These are Idris Abdulmalik Omeiza, otherwise known as Ben Malik, Momo Otobu Abubakar, Aliu Yusuf Itopa, Awa Ishak Onimisi. Now, Omeiza is one of the masterminds of the 5th June attack on the Catholic Church in Owo, as well as the attack on the police station in Abdabi, local government area of this state, that led to the killing of a policeman, as well as weapons being carried away. Additionally, on the stage, of course, this has been reported before us, based on our air operations, Alhaji Abdul Karim, along with his fighters, were killed. Alhaji Abdul Karim is one of the bandit leaders in the northwest of the country. And we hope before you leave, we give you the clips of that operation. It's logical and it's necessary for Nigerians to know. Not only that, there are several others, of course, which were also compiled in a clip that we're going to give to you. By dint of surgical air operations that we conducted, many of the bandit leaders have been killed. Beyond that, we have heightened our ground operations across the country, but in particular the northwest and north central. And in the meantime, I only let you know that so much has been achieved. Many of the bandits have been killed, and we will, in due course, as it becomes appropriate for you to know, give you the details. Let me only state that, with respect to the train attack, many of the victims, of course, already in the public domain, have been released. The federal government, and of course, the commander in chief, has directed me, and of course, the entire members, not just the armed forces, but the defense and security agencies, to do everything possible that whoever is still in hell in captivity, that we undertake operations to ensure that we have them indeed rescued, healed, and hurt. That is what we are working on, and by the special grace of God, you will hear good news concerning those who are still left behind. Before I take my seat for us to go deeper into the engagement, let me appreciate one of you for the support that you've given, and of course, by extension, to all Nigerians of goodwill who have indeed contributed in one way or the other in understanding what military operations were their life, and what, of course, the police and other security agencies, what their responsibilities, what they are, and what effort they are making, ensuring that everyone of us within our geographical space live in peace and harmony. Perhaps it's also necessary for me to use this opportunity to elicit greater cooperation from the larger part of the society. What the criminals amongst us want to do is to stoke fear and to promote it to such a level that everyone of us wouldn't even want to leave our houses. This is a strategy which, if we do not take time, will become part and parcel of our daily lives. It is for us to understand that this is a criminal enterprise. This is part of what they want to achieve. That's why the English word terrorism, where it comes from. But as long as it's able to promote and propagate fear, then of course its aim of embarking in terrorist enterprise has been achieved. For I believe that you, as men and women of the fourth ethic of the realm, would do well in educating the society for them to understand that never again should we allow agents of destabilization to stoke fear amongst us. It is essential for us to know that together we will, of course, crush those elements who do not want us to have peace. So let me once again thank you, and looking ahead to a very robust engagement as we undertake this time. Thank you and God bless. So when information is out, that information is not just speaking to clients. It goes through a process of analysis to establish first what it is, why it is, and what it's intended for before action is taken. So government mentioned that we are related to foster, which is true. And that these operations are taking the industry. But it is not saying that at any point in time we'll be dropping bombs. Apart from the fact that we have not the one resources we did all that. It is only what is necessary. So true. That will not come back to you. With certain projects, does not mean that nobody exists. So I'm saying this to insist greater trust and confidence. We have nothing to gain by not telling you things or by over the average interest, or exaggerating things. But nothing. Why? Because you are not one of us. We are victims, and we are also gainers. We gain, we also lose. And as we gain when we succeed together. I don't want any of my officers and soldiers to be to die. I was not appointed to indigenous people to breathe here, and then indigenous people to unrest and then acting to the welfare programs of members there for their families or smokers. Our target is zero casualties. But then, that's the idea. But in reality, our soldiers, our officers, our president and their families are also involved. Our cadres. Likewise, every Nigerian family and friends of Nigeria who resides here, they are prone to being victims. This is the reason why this trust of the amount is essential. So that we want to have, you know, an improvement. And incremental improvements to the extent that will be recording near zero incidents. But then it can happen. The only way it can happen is with the help in the support of everyone, not just the media. And then because you are this person, you set the agenda, the narratives, you are the one who more or less shape the mind and opinions of people, then that's the reason why it's quite crucial. Because you will be the centerpiece for educating the rest of the society, so that together we are able to come to terms with what these issues are. And then we're able to identify the criminals amongst us and have them take them out of the jail and where they believe that they need to go to, you know, to be easy. So I just thought I should add that as we are making. Thanks so much. This request you made, you have excluded yourself from the equation. No. You are part of those who should solve the problem. So unless because your life is at stake, my life is at stake, your family's life is at stake. So don't see yourself as a journalist. Don't take it personal, please.
I want to say also, I mean, not to you, not to the but only in all power and in the last sense. So, of course, we can drop one. I don't like it. So, then, the house of swing, so it's needed. Because it's a hard time. All those things happen because we are doing the prohibition at the time. So, let us get that on the surface that we are not, so we are here as an entity. You know, so let's call it hand in hand, we need to solve a problem. Not one side of the other. Madam, well, what is your interest? Your interest is for me to join so that you can confirm what you believe about the government. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. My interest is that I have credible intelligence. Which I have solicited from Nigerians, and that was provided. And it was analyzed, and the veteran put to test, and went to get those who perpetrated that, those kind of crimes. I thought your interest would be to have to ask, are you sure these are the people? Then we can actually talk about the issue of trust and credibility. But to say whether I realize or whether it's in partnership with the state government, even though I'm outside, that is even more the case. But I'm not going to go into all those issues. I'm not going to tell you where my source came from and all that. And then again, how because he's a call liar, what's the business for that? What you matter to Nigerians is the fact that these criminals have been apprehended. And those who did the need to be apprehended should be reminded. I don't have to be anxious. So, not maybe somebody who has governor, with due respect to him, whatever, that's my business. I'm a governor, it's not what I want to do. I don't want to need to be in contest. Mamun is not a spokesperson for the relationship for the emphasis.
All right, I do apologize that the audio was not great enough as I wanted it to be. I'll be back.
Your home, on your way to work, in the midst of your daily activities. Your Let's Talk station is here to keep you informed. Only on your number one for talk, 95.1 Nigeria Info. Let's Talk.
Let's Talk.
I'm often asked, why do I do a political show? Well, it has to be because of one of my favorite political quotes, the Gessner philosophy. And it says,
the right leaders feel a sense of urgency in good times and bad, whether facing threat or opportunity. No matter what, they are obsessed, afflicted with a creative compulsion and inner drive for progress, burning hot coals in the stomach that remains constant, whether facing threat or opportunity.
This is what I also believe, that there's a sense of